You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Come to the site now, check out all the good stuff we have there for you, breaking down the Week 11 games. And we started doing that here on Locked On Fantasy Football with our Matchup Wednesday show. As you know, where there's a Matchup Wednesday, there's also a Matchup Thursday. We have 14 games this week with four teams on bye. We broke down seven of them for you in the previous show. Now we'll take you through the rest of Sunday's action and into Monday Night Football with the seven other games that we have to talk about here and break down in full. So let's dive right into it. A game we don't have a line for, we'll start with that one, is the Lions and Cowboys. Lions hosting the Cowboys. The big hold up here is if Matthew Stafford is going to play. That's a big if, a little bit to the line, of course, because otherwise it's Jeff Driskel making another start. We saw the Lions' line dropped about 3 to 4 points last week when there was a Matthew Stafford late scratch with the back fractures that he has. So it doesn't look good here for Matthew Stafford to play again this week. So let's presume that right now. Let's start with the Cowboys here, the easier side. Dak Prescott, red hot. This is a great matchup. Ezekiel Elliott, same thing for him. Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup. You're firing them up. Now, would I extend to Randall Cobb after his big game against the Vikings? Probably not. He hasn't really done much more in other games. Jason Witten either. I wouldn't go there. This is still really about Cooper and Gallup in the passing game. Ezekiel Elliott in the running game, and Dak Prescott getting the ball downfield. Now, we could have some random player perform like Blake Jarwin or Cobb again or Witten, or even getting some Tavon Austin involved. But no, we're not going to extend that. Play the principles of the Cowboys. Feel good about them this week. Now, Dak may not need to throw a lot if Jeff Driskel's on the other side, but we've seen he can put up the big numbers even in blowouts. We saw that against the Giants. So you figure the Lions are going to sell out to stop Ezekiel Elliott here. So Elliott is still going to have a big rebound game here. Lions can't stop anything. Don't be fooled by the numbers there between David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen last week. This is a great spot there overall for Zeke and a good get-well game. And Dak spot to stay completely hot here in this game. Now, with the Lions, the receivers actually did okay. So if you need Marvin Jones, use him. I don't love the matchup here. The Cowboys are pretty stingy. But Kenny Galladay, you're starting every week. He just uses side speed, hands, ability to go up and get the ball. Doesn't matter who's his quarterback, who the matchup is. We see him come through. He's had a couple bad games where it's been all about Marvin Jones, but the tougher matchups, Galladay is the better receiver to come through, where Marvin Jones is going to have a tougher time against the Cowboys secondary overall. So Galladay, you hope for the best. It's not a great matchup for either Galladay or Jones overall, but maybe some garbage time there. The Cowboys get a big lead and a lot of things open up in the middle of the field for Galladay and Jones. So there, if Jones, if he needed more of a low-end wide receiver 3, while Kenny Galladay is more of a low-end wide receiver 2 versus the wide receiver 1 he usually is in most weeks. Now, this backfield's a mess. If you're desperate, PPR, you can look at J.D. McKissic. The checkdowns there from Driskel, you can go. But T.J. Hockenson is another good player that should help Driskel. The Cowboys, we know, really struggled against the tight end. Gave up 2 touchdowns to Kyle Rudolph. Jeff Heath a little banged up. He's also not typically good in coverage anyway, so there's that. So if you need T.J. Hockenson, you can certainly go in that direction this week. Danny Amendola, not really extending to him in the slot. I think it's the main guys that are going to get open, the guys with size. So that's why I think it's Galladay and Hockenson a little bit more than Jones, Amendola. And again, check down city from J.D. McKissic. Ty Johnson has a concussion, so you get that value. Cowboys defense against Jeff Driskel, also not a bad streaming option this week. Definitely not playable against Stafford on the road, but Driskel on the road, different story, and a definitely viable option there in fantasy football. The next game we'll talk about here is the Jets and Redskins, and with this one, we do actually do have a spread. It's also a 1 p.m. game. The Redskins are barely favored at home. This is a bit of a surprise to me. 39 is the over-under, so very low-scoring game. Everyone's liking in this one. I really don't like the Redskins at all. I mean, Sam Darnold, Le'Veon Bell, I think now that they've not force-fed the ball to Robbie Anderson, Demaryius Thomas, and Jamison Crowder. So I'm all over the Jets on this one. I think the game will go over just by the Jets scoring right here. So right now you're looking at a pretty low-scoring game. But I think overall you're looking at 2019. I think that's going to be a little bit more on the Jets side, maybe a little less on the Redskins side. But overall, Thomas, if you need him as a wide receiver 3, you can use him. Jamison Crowder, wide receiver 2 in PPR this week. Le'Veon Bell, still an RB2. I know it's frustrating, but he can get the job done, and the volume is there, and the Redskins are not that great against the run. So there's that. Sam Darnold, if you need him, you can play him. The Jets defense as well. They had a big game last week against the rookie quarterback Daniel Jones from the NFC East. Jamal Adams made a play. He can do similar damage against Dwayne Haskins, who's been coughing up the ball at a pretty rapid rate here. So the Jets defense also playable for you. Now, at the Redskins side, Terry McLaurin is the guy I like the most. You have Haskins, their connection from Ohio State. They can reheat that a little bit after the bye. Maybe they worked on it. But Terry McLaurin here, the Jets secondary stinks. We saw them just get destroyed by another rookie there, Darius Slayton, last week on the outside. They're really hurting. Darrell Roberts is hurting. So, I mean, if you're really desperate, you could look at Trey Quinn working slot, but he's really done nothing here in this offense. They're going to run Adrian Peterson as much as possible. I don't really like Peterson with Darius Geis possibly in the mix here. In the second year guy coming back from the knee injury, the Jets have actually been better against the run than we expect. They're pretty good in their defensive front three that helps the linebackers, even though CJ Mosley out, Neville Hewitt might miss another game. So there's that for there. But I think the volume is going to be high. So I think you look at the Redskins, I got to go McLaurin as their only viable play in this particular game. You can't trust the tight ends. Vernon Davis might need to miss another week. On the other side, if you need Ryan Griffin, I think you can look at him for sure this week. So, again, Jets spot on the road. I know the Redskins are the hosts here, but I think the Jets are just playing better. Went in and beat the Giants pretty badly there with their defense, and I think they can do the same here with Haskins in week number 11. So we still have 5 more games to talk about here on the Week 11 schedule, but first I got to tell you about Peloton. Peloton is offering you a limited time offer. Get $100 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike and get a great cardio workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use promo code LOCKED to get started now. And then I also have to tell you about my bookie special deal here for Thanksgiving, during Thanksgiving week. MyBookie is offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congrats. You've got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congratulations to you as well. MyBookie will give you all your money back. It's a no-brainer because you literally cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. It doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or first-time customer. MyBookie welcomes all to come play, so quit waiting around. It's already week 11 here. Sign up today and get into the action. Do you find yourself wanting to sports bet, have a lot of questions about it? Well, don't sweat that either. MyBookie's patient customer service team can walk you through the process. And the best part is, if you join this Thanksgiving week, you'll have one last shot to take advantage of their incredible sign-up offer. Just log into MyBookie.ag and make your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON, and then they will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll, and that's on top of the risk-free bet. There, let me repeat, that's a guaranteed deposit match and risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. If you're a true football fan, you do not want to let this opportunity pass you by. You simply cannot lose, and you could definitely win big here. Make sure you do part to support your team this season. Hop on the gravy train and get in the action with MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. We'll be right back here to look at 3 more games here on the Week 11 schedule. All right, now it's time to pivot to the 4 o'clock games in that window. 4:05, we have the Cardinals and 49ers is the first game we'll talk about. A couple 4:25 games as well for the CBS window. Here's the Fox game, Cardinals and 49ers. We just saw this game on Fox on Thursday night a couple weeks ago. And Jimmy Garoppolo had a feast day there. Well, the 49ers let it slip a little bit that George Kittle does not look very good. We expected that already. Didn't play last week. Wasn't close to playing. Was doubtful. Emmanuel Sanders looks like a game-time decision. He hasn't practiced early in the week with the ribs injury. We'll have to see the development there. But Deebo Samuel looks like the best clear target here. So Deebo in a great spot at home against the Cardinals. He's going to be their top wide receiver and their top inside physical target the way Kittle was. So it lines up very well for him to dominate targets. We saw him go over 100 yards there easily against the Seahawks last week. So great spot for Debo here to deliver in this game, especially at home. Now he's got the trust of Jimmy G. Garoppolo can still have a good game with him out there, but this is a good sneaky spot for Tevin Coleman as well. I know the first game he was coming off the monstrous game against Carolina, then did nothing against Arizona, but he typically plays better at home, and there's no Matt Breida. He's got the ankle injury that he's nursing here, so you're going to see a lot of Coleman also working in the passing game as well, a little bit extra should Kittle and Sanders miss this game. Look at Dante Pettis. I think Kendrick Bourne might be a random touchdown play in this one, but I think Samuel and Coleman will be a lot of where the offense flows here should Kittle and Sanders miss this game as expected. That's plenty there to help Jimmy Garoppolo have a solid day. I don't think he's going to have the monster day he had against the Cardinals because I don't think the Cardinals are going to offer as much offensive resistance in this game. It's a little different on the road with Kyler Murray. I mean, I know he came through last week against the Bucs, but the 49ers' pass defense is much better. They play better at home overall. I know they've got some injury issues there as well, but I think everything cools off the Cardinals from the Bucs game from last week. So you have Christian Kirk is not going to have as much success this week with Richard Sherman on the other side. I don't know if Kenny Drake is going to duplicate his performance or come close to that. David Johnson not on the injury report, which is notable, but I think we're in a wait-and-see approach, especially in this tough-on-paper matchup. I know the Cardinals broke free against that 2 weeks ago. Chris Carson did as well for the Seahawks, but still, I don't totally trust that the 49ers, again, have been pretty good overall defensively. And I think this could be a little bit of a wake-up call there for them. There, the 49ers are on a short week, so maybe a little bit worn down as they played into overtime on Monday night. So there's that to consider. But I don't think the Cardinals, again, they're a little bit up and down. Kyler Murray, we know, is up and down. And I think that offense certainly is going to go pretty down here on the road. And, again, adjust. And Samuel becomes a solid play this week because he combines the value of Sanders and Kittle into one package there, and you got to trust him there. And it's late, it's deep. We need to get some players that are going to make some plays, and he's certainly one this week. Now, we go to the Bengals-Raiders game. This is a 4:25 kickoff here. You look at that game, the Raiders are pretty comfortable matchups-wise here. I mean, you look at this 10.5 favorites. It's a 48.5 over under in this game. So a lot of it is going to be all about the Raiders here. And Tyrell Williams, Darren Waller in the past game, Josh Jacobs against the worst run defense in the NFL. Absolutely a good spot for all those main Raiders. You could even dig a little deeper if you're desperate for Hunter Renfrow in this win. The Raiders defense is a great streaming option. Had a big game against the Chargers last week. On Thursday Night Football, the Bengals had a meltdown game against the Ravens there at home. So everything lines up really well for the Raiders to give you good streaming value at defense this week. If you need Daniel Carlson, a kicker, you can look at him as well. So every Raiders thing involved that you can get in, the Raiders are playing well. They have a shot to be number one there in that number six seed race for the AFC if they win this game, depending on what happens to the Browns. Steelers game will break down tomorrow on Lineup Friday. But there's a lot to play for the Raiders. They're going to play their best. The Bengals have Ryan Finley on the road. Now, I guess you're stuck playing Joe Mixon because he's just going to get the yards and the volume here no matter what the game script is. And we saw that against the Ravens. They're just not trusting Ryan Finley. I mean, if you're going to look at Ryan Finley, let him loose. If you're desperate, I think you can look at the receivers. We know Auden Tate and Tyler Boyd, the matchups are pretty good against the Raiders. It's just all about Ryan Finley. Do you trust him to do anything? It was disappointing, certainly, for Keenan Allen and Mike Williams because Phillip Rivers struggled last week, another NC State quarterback. So there's that. But, again, you can reach there just by the matchup alone for Boyd there for some garbage points. I think Boyd and Tyler Eifert in the middle of the field are a little bit safer there than going on the outside. But, again, Ryan Finley just changes everything. It was Andy Dalton. We'd not feel as great about the Raiders' defense. We'd not feel as bad about the Bengals' pass catchers, but we got to take everything carefully with Ryan Finley. I expect him to play a little bit better this week. Keep in mind, the touchdown last week went to Eifert. The Raiders have given up a lot of yards to tight end, so maybe it's a garbage time production there for Boyd and Eifert this week. The Tylers in the middle of the field doing that to get open there when the game is out of hand, presumably highly in the Raiders' favor here in the second half. Now, the next game we'll talk about also in this 4:25 window. This is a marquee one. We know it's exciting. The Patriots and Eagles, both teams coming off a bye. 45 is the over-under. The spread is now 4 in favor of the Patriots. I kind of like the Eagles here to keep it close when they're staying within a field goal in this one. And with the Patriots, I mean, all the receivers are in good shape here, but mainly you're looking at Mohamed Sanu and Julian Edelman here to get it done. Those are two guys you can trust to get the most targets from Tom Brady. James White, they're not going to be able to run the ball traditionally, so you got to put down Sonny Michel in this one. So it's all going to be about Tom Brady spreading the ball around the park against the Eagles. That's exactly what you should expect in this one. So we know what the Patriots are going to do. I mean, we just know based on the matchup, it screams throw, 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 and do not run at all on the Eagles. Well, in the Eagles, their game plan is going to be run, 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 because Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, they're well-rested. They look good here for this. The Patriots are vulnerable against the run. They were good run defense mainly because they didn't face a lot of volume, but then they did against the Ravens, and the Ravens were extremely effective running all over the Patriots. So you'll see a lot of Howard and Sanders. You don't have DeSean Jackson. So your big plays for the Eagles, their ability to get them are going to be more in the running game. You're going to have Alshon Jeffrey tied up there with Stephon Gilmore, two former South Carolina teammates, friends. But we know that Gilmore is much better right now than Jeffrey, so that's a tough place to go. I think you play Zach Ertz. I mean, Patrick Chung is a little bit banged up. I think they'll have to throw to Ertz. They're going to pick one thing to take away. It's probably going to be a little bit of Jeffrey. Then you don't have any wide receivers there that you can really trust for Carson Wentz. So things are going to open up. I don't really like Carson Wentz in this game. It's pretty risky. I mean, I don't think he has a high ceiling either in this game. It could be a little defensive-minded. And like I said, the Eagles should probably want to run the ball, play some ball control, flip the script on the Patriots here to get Tom Brady off the field so they're not blitzing him and be vulnerable downfield to his receivers. So they want to keep Brady off the field. I think you can certainly run effectively with their offensive line with Howard and Sanders. So I really like starting both backs in this game. Ertz stays in your lineup. You might need to play Jeffrey regardless, even with the tough matchup. He could fight through, score a touchdown, but that's about it where I like him. And then I'm not playing the Eagles or the Patriots defense, certainly this one. Patriots defense, we warned you about this. Hopefully you traded them before that game against the Ravens and tried to get some value. But now you're stuck with them. They're just as good as any other limited streamer here going forward, depending on the matchup. Keep in mind, they have the Cowboys next week, followed by the Texans and Chiefs. I mean, that's a really brutal stretch to trust the Patriots defense, and certainly not this one in a critical game here before the playoffs. So there's a look at three more games. We still have two more, the two primetime games to end the week, Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. But again, I got to tell you that MyBookie is not just great for NFL, but it's also great for NBA. Use your basketball knowledge to know that you have what it takes at MyBookie.ag, where they make it easy to play and even easier to get paid. Use promo code LOCKEDON there to check out MyBookie, and they will match 50% of your first deposit as you check out the NBA and NFL as well. We'll be right back here to look at Bears, Rams, and Chiefs Chargers. All right, let's close the show and the matchup doubleheader here with a look at the Bears and Rams and Chiefs and Chargers, as we promised. The Rams are 6-point favorites against the Bears at home. I like the Bears in this one. It's an over-under of 40. Jared Goff has just been terrible here. The offensive line is crumbling. There's no Brandon Cooks. That means there's no deep threat. That means there's nothing to stretch the field and help Cooper Kupp get open underneath without Cooks. We saw Cooper Kupp get erased last week. The Bears are pretty good overall. They do have Buster Screen, so there's that. It was really not as good there with the slot coverage, but overall, I mean, they don't have Bryce Callahan anymore, so that would have changed the list. So I expect an okay rebound spot from Cooper Kupp, but it's really just a hard spot here overall. I mean, you look at Kyle Fuller, I think he could have good success against Robert Woods. Prince Amukamara has also played well on the outside. So Screen in the middle. So Kupp, if you're worried about him, I think he actually will be the funneled guy. Well, outside with Robert Woods is going to be tougher here for the Rams this week. Jared Goff, with that bad offensive line, facing Khalil Mack this week, I do not like what they can do there. Todd Gurley, you're going to play reluctantly. You can run on the Bears. They do give up some touchdowns there, you know, on the ground. So hopefully you'll get that out of Todd Gurley. Rams are favored in this one, so you should play maybe with a lead or at least close to the Bears here in this one, where Todd Gurley has some value, but really hard to trust him. You can play him. You're just hoping for a touchdown at this point, which he certainly could get. Again, playing Cooper Kupp, sticking with him. Robert Woods, I might pivot off of this week, however, if I've got someone in the better matchup, because of Fuller and Mukamara on the outside, you can contain him and not really extending Josh Reynolds. Actually, one guy I also like in the middle of the field is Gerald Everett. Hawkinson got loose for the Lions last week. Everett is the type of player who can get going. Tyler Higbee is hurting as well, so Everett could have a lot of targets in his favor in this one. So that also lines up. So middle of the field, Kupp and Everett, they weren't as good last week. I mean, Kupp had a zero, but they have a rebound here. They're probably the best two Rams source of production. Now, on the Bears side of things, Allen Robinson, if you got a better matchup, Jalen Ramsey is just destroying it right now. And we know Jalen Ramsey is going to shadow Allen Robinson. So you can pivot to Taylor Gabriel. Remember, you had James Washington do damage last week as a number two speed receiver there. Gabriel, we know that. So he's going to get the better matchup on the other side. So if you've got Robinson bottled up, I think you go away in a shallower league. If you've got three better options, you potentially can. I would do that because of Ramsey's presence all over on him. And actually can give him a lot of trouble. The two former Jaguars essentially going after it in this one. It should be fun to watch that battle, but I think Robinson is going to lose it more than he wins it, even with higher volume. We saw volume helped him against Marshon Lattimore, but Ramsey is a little different type of corner, and he's been totally spectacular of late here. So Gabriel, a little sneaky play. I think the running backs are really in play here. David Montgomery, Tariq Cohen. Montgomery could have had a bigger game. The biggest problem there last week is they had to play catch-up against the Lions, had to use a little bit more Cohen than they had expected. Cohen did find the end zone. So if you need Montgomery and Cohen, certainly, I mean, Cohen is just hard to trust from week to week. He's got so little volume, but you can run on the Rams. We know that. That's the way to attack them. They'll probably be relentless with that. Don't want to put Mitchell Trubisky in a bad situation against one Aaron Donald. So the Bears, that's how they're going to win, run and play defense in this one, while the Rams are not going to be able to run much well, struggle with the deep passing game. So a lot of Kupp and Everett for them to counter this week. Our final game is the Chiefs Chargers. It also is the highest over under of the week, 52 points. The Chiefs are 4-point favorites in this road game. It's also a road game for the Chargers because it's in Mexico City. Yes, they're trying it again, and this time their full systems go. Last year was the Chiefs versus the other Los Angeles team in a classic shootout against the Rams. This one could have the same thing going on here for sure. Chargers pass defense is sneaky, really good. We know that with Casey Hayward and Desmond King and their pass rush with Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. It's a pretty difficult team to throw on, but it's Patrick Mahomes, you're going to go there. What I wouldn't do is extend it too much on the Chiefs. I think you stick with their principles. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce at this point is hit or miss with the other guys, and this matchup doesn't call for Mecole Hardman or Sammy Watkins or anyone else to do DeMarcus Robinson to do any damage here in this particular game. So stick with the principles here. Mahomes, he's going to try to get it done with Hill and Kelce as much as he can. The Chiefs, Damian Williams out of the backfield as well as your lead back. LeSean McCoy scratched as a healthy player last week. So overall, I think you look at this matchup for the Chiefs. I mean, you're going to play your main guys and you can run and open things up a little bit for Hill and Kelce there as well. But Kelce doesn't have a good history against the Chargers. Hill typically does. So there's that to balance out. Will they more focus on Hill to open things up for Kelce this time around? We'll have to see there. But you also look at Kelce, and you don't want to test the corners too much of the Chargers. So without Derwin James there in the middle of the field and coverage, they've always had a great safety back there, whether it's Eric Weddle or James, to check Kelce. They do not have that in this particular game. So there's that. That should change the fortunes there. Maybe a little bit more contained for Hill, a little bit more for Kelce there overall, particular game. But I'm not trusting any of the receivers against his good secondary. Pass rush. Remember, the Chiefs' offensive line is a little banged up. So I don't know if you can expect Patrick Mahomes to just go 400 yards and four touchdowns, anything like that. Maybe like a 250 to 2-3 more type game more human-type game for Patrick Mahomes against a tougher defense in a higher altitude on the road this week. Now, the Chargers side of things, the Chiefs are terrible against the run. That's why they lost to the Titans last week. Derrick Henry smashed it absolutely. So, looking at that, Melvin Gordon, lead dog once again this backfield. So they missed that part, just the volume and just powering through, getting all the yards over there. Austin Eckler, you like. The Chiefs give up plenty in the passing game. So similar matchup for both of these guys from last week, but better actually. The Raiders were actually decent against the run. The Chiefs are not at all. So there's that for these two guys. Now, Hunter Henry should be in your lineup every week. The Chiefs are pretty vulnerable against the tight end. The Chiefs have actually been pretty good at containing wide receivers of late. I think it's a little misleading. I think we just assume their defense is bad all around, but they really struggle more at the running game, backs out of the backfield, tight ends, but they are containing receivers. That says you're going to play Keenan Allen, but anyway, because of his volume and the targeting from Phillip Rivers on the other side from Mahomes, Mike Williams as well, you could look at him, but just be prepared if you get disappointed there, because the Chiefs secondary is playing better than think, just like the Chargers is a very good secondary. So, again, it could be a lot of middle of the field, Kelce and Henry, and the running backs doing damage on both sides for this team with limited deep play opportunities for Mahomes and Rivers. So there you have it. There's a look at all the games here on the Week 11 schedule now. We hit seven games there for you Wednesday, closed up with seven games here for you on Thursday. But don't forget, we're not finished here on Locked On Fantasy Football. We are doing a Friday show, as we always do here. And it's a lineup Friday where we'll look back at what happened in the Steelers-Browns game here on Thursday night. We'll break down the injuries you need to know, and in between, look at the DFS values there as you construct your rosters on DraftKings for cash games and tournaments. So, comprehensive week, still a little bit more for you. Hope you enjoyed the matchup shows, and we'll see you Friday. Good luck if you got players going on Thursday Night Football.